We'll begin with, you know, the shortages everywhere as we come out of the pandemic, and the city attorney's office is just one of those. But is that pandemic related, Bob? And what are some of the fallout that you're seeing as a result?
Yeah, so our accountability reporter, Ella DePettis, did a story on how the city government in El Paso continues to evade government transparency laws, particularly around the Texas Public Information Act, by claiming that they continue to be on what they call a skeleton crew. This was a law that was established basically to help local governments that were hit by a hurricane or whatever, you know, get a bit of breathing room and fulfilling open records requests in true emergencies. But this has gone on for, you know, 15 months now. And even though the state of Texas proudly declares that Texas is reopened for business, the city of El Paso and other local governments around the state continue to get around their open records requirements by claiming basically this pandemic-related disaster. And one of the experts we talked to, a lawyer in Houston, said that the city of El Paso is by far the worst with this. So sometimes, you know, it may take them months to fulfill an open records request, even though under Texas law, they're really not allowed to take more than 2 weeks. So we have a real government transparency issue in El Paso. Mm-hmm. The city government has always been somewhat resistant to open government laws, but even more so in the wake of the pandemic. I don't think it's pandemic related. It's just something they're doing because they can right now.
Wow. Well, let's move on to UTEP President Heather Wilson and her relationship with LGBTQ plus students.
Yeah, so Heather Wilson became president in August of 2019, so coming up on her second anniversary. And when her appointment was announced in March of 2019, there was a lot of concern among LGBTQ groups in particular about her track record when she was a congresswoman from New Mexico. She made statements and cast votes that LGBTQ students thought were really against their interests. So there were very large protests that were organized against her appointment. So our higher ed reporter, Joelle Jackson, decided to revisit this issue as we approached the second anniversary of her hiring. And President Wilson actually is getting pretty high marks from LGBTQ groups at UTEP, particularly the Queer Student Alliance, said that she's been very open to their concerns, has had an open door with them. And so they've credited her with kind of making a turnaround in their eyes on her effectiveness on the issues that are most important to them. There are others in El Paso, especially outside the campus, who remain critical of Dr. Wilson, especially on her prior record. And then she also recently hired a vice president of marketing who has a record of making some inflammatory remarks, or what are viewed as inflammatory by a lot of LGBTQ activists, from a prior job that he had at a small college in Arkansas.
All right. And some great news for a local book publisher.
It's great news and maybe sad news, depending on how you look at it. Cinco Puntos Press has been around in El Paso for more than 30 years. They were a very pioneering independent press. They were publishing Latino authors at a time when there weren't a lot of outlets for them. They particularly made their mark with bilingual children's books, which was something you just didn't see when they started publishing. And so they've done a lot of interesting publishing work over their 30-plus years in business. It's run by Bobby and Lee Bird. It's a family-owned business. And this week they announced that they were selling their publishing business to a publisher out of New York, Lee and Lowe Books, which is the largest publisher of diverse children's books in the country. So they're going to keep the name Cinco Puntos Press alive. It'll continue as an imprint of Lee and Lowe. But it won't be an El Paso-based business anymore. The Birds are both up in their 70s, and it was just time to move on. And I think it's bittersweet that they sold the business, but they're really happy that the name and the legacy will live on.
You can find these stories and more at ElPasoMatters.org. Thank you very much for keeping us updated, even while you're on vacation.
My pleasure. Great talking with you.
You too. Have a great time and safe travels.
You too.